Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
And Kirk, just a sidebar here, Kirk Cousins did say on The Quarterback on Netflix that even for a veteran, there were some nuances to this offense that were a bit much.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. But remember, they were trying to give Zach some help by bringing in a veteran quarterback, 13 years, who knew the league, knew what he needed to do, was going to make Zach's job a lot easier. When we get to that point in the season last year where we make the switch, now they've had a whole offseason. So, RJ, I can't use that as an excuse, because now he's got a little bit under his belt. And you had the entire offseason to know Michael Penix was going to be your guy.
Right.
So I hear you, but if this was, again, his first year and Penix's first year, and you go, well, we're just going to do this, that wasn't the original plan for the Falcons.
And people now, you know, we talked about it, nine games. Where is he at through nine games?
Where's he at?
And everybody's comparing and contrasting. They're pulling out, you know, Peyton Manning and Joe Burrow and other, you know, I saw Zeno was doing that, talking to some listeners earlier today on social media. You don't have to go that far. Just start right here in Atlanta. 2008, Matt Ryan, rookie quarterback, Carl. It was Roddy White. It was Michael the Burner Turner, Michael Jenkins. B. Finn was on that team. Harry Douglas was a rookie. We had some tight ends who were just kind of dudes. It was later on that, you know, Tony Gonzalez got here. But Mike Mularkey knew how to maximize the talent. Go run the football, establish the run, take the pressure off Penix. Don't get too cute. And, I mean, don't you think we should be more consistent on offense than what we've seen so far? If you're going to look at the first nine games, last year, you beat the Giants, and again, that was a game where Pitts fumbled that one pass. Still, you know, that's okay. You got the win. Lost to the Commanders because we botched the clock at the end, and the defense couldn't get a stop against Carolina. He goes 1-2 his first two, now 3-3 through the first six. I mean, now the defense is, Carl, I think so much better
it is
than last year. So let's just lean into that run. I know, as we all know, sometimes things don't work. We saw Baker Mayfield and the Bucs couldn't get what they wanted last night. And they really couldn't get to their plan B. So I know that happens, but I still think that was a winnable game on Sunday night.
I do too. And that's why I'm not willing to say, well, I'm okay with the loss. No, I'm not. First of all, I'm never okay with the loss, but certainly in a game where you have a chance. The Carolina game got away from us. You know, in the fourth quarter, you went into that game. You knew we weren't coming back. It just didn't feel, right. This was different. You had a shot. And again, did you guys forget we could have kicked a field goal to maybe tie the game?
Correct.
We chose not to. So, I mean, like, this idea, and I've heard this stuff today. Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of okay over the last few days. How?
Yeah, because you got a rookie quarterback. And so, and by the way, as Carl said, I mean, the only way he's not on the field is if there's a big injury. And from what we're hearing, this is not, I mean, look, it's, you know, you don't want to have a guy dealing with any kind of an injury midseason, but he's dealing with a bruise, perhaps lower leg, not the foot or ankle. But Kirk Cousins, the only way he comes in here is if, you know, let's be honest, it's a terrible injury. They've decided to pivot to Penix. And guys, you've got to help this guy. You know how you don't help this guy? By your coaching staff having 10 men on the field, 12 men on the field, your offensive quarter not getting the play in on time. You're not helping your rookie quarterback. You're screwing up your rookie quarterback.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Big O's behind the glass. Day-Day, our executive producer, coming up at 3. The Water Boys are going to join us here in studio, and looking forward to their thoughts on what they think. They do a terrific job on their podcast. And I think, Mike, part of the frustration of the other night is, again, getting back, Sunday night specifically, getting back to the fact we scored 10 points. 10 points. Like, this offense has to be more productive. And every time we get on this national stage, and we got a few more of these games, by the way, guys, everybody tells me, well, they got to score in the red zone. I'm so overhearing every damn broadcaster that does our games. Well, the Falcons have to score in the red zone. Can we start scoring in the red zone? We got a touchdown and a field goal in this game?
Right.
And a depleted 49ers defense? Like, and you're okay with the L? Like, I don't get that. I don't understand it.
Yeah, have dropped back three times in a row, and the third he fumbled, got hit because the pressure's coming up. To me, it's like we just I get it. You're gonna take a 1 yard gain, a 2 yard gain. That's why I used the Warwick Dunn reference. Also going back, that was before. That would have been the Jim Mora years, where you would have to have patience with the run game.
Yeah,
and I just don't think Zach Robinson maintains that patience.
You know, the funniest thing I heard today. Had a gentleman call our show yesterday. I don't remember his name, and I was in the car today. I had to take the dogs to the vet. And he's like, he called Stakey. And he's like, hey, I was listening yesterday to Dukes and Bell. I called Dukes and Bell, and they didn't like my call. And so Stake and Sandra go, oh, okay, well, welcome in. What do you have? And the guy goes, yeah, well, you know, I think the best quarterback is sitting on the bench. And Stake went, well, thank you for your call.
Wow.
Obviously, wow. They didn't like your call either, mister.
Didn't get the traction on the steakhouse he was looking for.
I was dying in the car. I'm like, wait a minute. You put Mike and I on blast. Yeah, I called them, and they didn't like our call. We like all your calls. Yesterday, we had a woman call in. Her name was Wendy. Everybody on the show except me was offended that she said Michael Penix, she doesn't believe he's going to be a franchise quarterback.
No, Carl. What did she say specifically?
What did she say?
She said he would be starting for JUCO if he was in college right now.
I started yelling at that point. Carl said, don't yell at her.
You did. But we take all your phone calls.
Yes.
So if that gentleman's listening and you're trying to call another show, yeah, Dukes and Bell didn't like my call. Neither did I. 404-726-0929.
I mean, guys, they're rolling with Penix. Now, again, when will they stop rolling with Penix Jr.? Okay, if Zach and Penix can't continue, they're not helping the quarterback, they're not following whatever Zach is doing with this offense, then at some point Raheem's going to say, there's going to be a little red light in the corner of his eye, and that's going to be the fired light, okay? And that's when he's going to be, okay, maybe we'll have to roll with Kirk Cousins. Don't think we're there yet.
I don't think so.
But the bad news is, I don't think we're going to get a home game. In the playoffs, we're going to be lucky to make the wild card.
Well,
now.
You keep losing these NFC games.
Thank you.
I mean, we're 0-2 in the division, but you keep losing to NFC opponents. At the end of the year, everybody goes, oh, that game doesn't matter. They all matter. It adds up. You're trying to get home field.
And this goes back to the organizational stuff. They don't have the handle on the kicking situation, so Koo can't make the kick to get you in overtime against the Bucks. Perhaps you win that game, and that's a completely different conversation. You know, this is all part of it. You know, we've got a situation now where I've got an offensive coordinator. I don't know what he's trying to do. We'll talk to Arch because, you know, we talked about Bobo the other day in Georgia. You know, when you look at the film, Gunner is seeing the things. Maybe he didn't see it all the time, Carl, this season.
Yep.
But he's scheming guys open. He's hitting these guys. They're making plays. Now, if Arch just tells us, look, Zach is doing all this stuff. Penix just ain't doing it. Okay, then I'll shut up about Zach Robinson. But I do think there's got to be an easier approach for a rookie quarterback. I mean, again, a guy in his first nine games.
I will say this. This is my observation. I do think Penix at times does not look comfortable. And therefore, he's not doing the thing. Mike, this should be second nature. It should feel really comfortable. The guys that are balling out, and it may be a little bit unfair. You guys watch Matthew Stafford this year? You guys know who's leading the league in touchdown passes? He's very comfortable in what they're doing. Him and Sean McVay are right here. They're right here. There are other guys. Dak Prescott is also got 16 touchdowns right there. Guys, nobody thought that him and the head coach would be on the same page.
Right.
That offense looks completely different. There are times where I feel like I'm watching Michael Penix, and he's not comfortable. And because of that, Mike, that may play a role into some of this. I think it's a lot of what we talk about with the play calling, but I also think it's a lot of it that has to do with the comfortability of the quarterback saying, yeah, I'm very good at doing these things they're asking me to do, and I feel good about where we're going with the football.
And we talked about, you know, Kirk Cousins talked about some of the complexities of the offense. Remember the pre-snap motion came up after the Steeler game last year?
Yep.
So, I mean, and this is a guy, and look, Penix is a great quarterback. We know what he's capable of. We've seen him drop dimes, and yes, I know there's a leap from college to pros, no blank Sherlock. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
I mean, let's go some more high percentage stuff, slants, quick hits. I just don't know why some of the plays were, it just seemed like if he's locking on Drake, that you have to coach him out of that. I know he's got a comfort level with that. Maybe that's easier said than done.
I agree.
But Pitts was open and is open and continues to be open. Pitts has got to be a bigger part of Michael Pettis. He's got to see him.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.